Well, we're joined in studio today by people involved in American football, believe it or believe it not. Yeah, rising sport. They're telling me it's the fastest growing sport in Ireland anyway.
Yeah, in the world.
In the world, they tell me. So it's fairly big. But we're joined here by Cathal Curran, who's chairman of the club. They're called Donegal Derry Vipers. We're also joined by Johnny Lohry of JT Physiotherapy. Gentlemen, you're very welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
No problem at all. Well, Cathal, we'll start with you, and sure, we'll ask the question, how did this new club come about?
That's a good question, I suppose. Myself and the other co-founder, James, we've always been looking. For the last, say, 5 to 6 years, maybe more, I've been doing a lot of work for my own club, Neve Colm Kill, which I'll be continuing to do. But
that's a Gaelic football team.
That's a Gaelic football team.
Out in Newton.
Yeah, out in Newton Cunningham.
Very good.
We've been videoing the football matches for sports analysis, but for also promoting the sport, you know, getting people interested in it. You know, we feel that people watch the Premiership because the ads before the Premiership, you know, with the music in front of the, you know, there's music added in, you know, there's a lot of stuff that people are watching and they're saying, geez, I want to play that sport because it looks good, it looks the part, and I want to bring that in, and as well as the you know, the sports analysis and whatnot. So why not bring it in with the biggest sports in the world, American football, where we can try and demonstrate what we're all about, and it's all to do with in-house video analysis and in-house marketing of a club, and that can apply to every club, but we want to do it first with American football. Mm-hmm. See if we can do it.
So you're involved in that area of the sport separate to the American football?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to build a club by promoting it, by using the videos. We want to start promoting a club, and we want to try and do it with American football. And we're just so glad that the opportunity came up, that there was no team in Donegal or Derry. You know, it's there's 20 teams in the league in Ireland.
So there's an All-Ireland league as it stands.
There's an All-Ireland league as it stands, and it's growing. You know, it really is growing, and it really is taking off. It's to do with Sky Sports. You know, Sky Sports and Channel 4, they've took out big contracts now in the games, and young people are really getting into the sport, and there's a massive following in Ireland for it. You know, it's I couldn't believe it myself. Me and James, we set up the website, we set up the Twitter, and we set up the Facebook. But the amount of emails we've got over the last 4 months, and they're continuing to come in. We've had 120 emails. We've a WhatsApp group set up with 80 people on it. And as we speak, it's growing. And, you know, the word isn't even out there. You know, the word isn't even out there. We haven't even played a game. We haven't even been able to advertise this yet the way that we can, but it's a growing sport, and we really want to get it out there that we want to represent Donegal and Derry in this, and we want to make it massive. We want our players to be local names. You know, we want people to know our players. We want to build a sport, and we want to get people interested in it. Mm-hmm. That's really what we want to do.
And at the moment, you know, have you players that are actually training now to get involved?
Yeah.
That they want to put on the gear and play?
Yep. We've had two tryouts now. We had our first tryouts 2 weeks ago. 47 people came down to the first tryouts. Today we had 32, and now we've had a lot more people on the WhatsApp getting in touch with us saying they're snowed in, they can't get down today. There's two or three people from Donegal town that travelled down the first time. They're in touch with us, you know, saying we couldn't get down today, we want to get down the next time. A couple of them are really good players up from Donegal town, so we'd love to get them back as well. Mm-hmm. Our membership, we've actually asked people to sign up the memberships today, and that's been the best part of it now, is that we've had 20 people take out memberships today, so we actually have a team now.
So when you say membership, is that they want to play, so they want to be members of the club?
They want to be members of the club. Yeah, and all the membership, it's €50, that's going straight into their insurance, so that's them covered now to play games.
Mm-hmm. So what type of training do you do?
The training we do, it's very interesting. We have, I don't know if I mentioned, we have an American manager, Jason Brock, as our manager.
Did he play the game himself?
Jason's played the game, and watching him down at the training today, the man can still play. He's 42, but you know, the amount of stuff he knows about that sport. He's played at college level. You know, he says things as he said he couldn't progress after the college because he reckons he's too short. You know, but he's built like a tank, and he's shown us guys some brilliant drills down there. You know, so some of the drills down there. I played Gaelic football in my life, but some of the drills we're doing down there, it's unreal. You know, rugby teams, Gaelic teams. You know, even if you're just to see some of the drills, like. I think the American football sport it is a wee bit more, I don't want to even say advanced than us, because we're catching up so much, but there's so much we can learn from the actual drills, mm-hmm. You know, and maybe we could apply it to other sports as well.
In relation to the team, you need different types of players, I presume. You know, offensive, defensive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's a position there called quarterback. I'm sure there's different skills there too.
Yeah. The quarterback is the prize possession. We have four people at the minute who have put their name forward for being quarterback. So the four of them, they're trying hard. I can't name who's doing well because I don't know. That's all Jason's call. But we have a final tryout. Final tryouts on Sunday. So
next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
And after them final tryouts, we have to close the door to the tryouts. We have to start. Finalising our first starting team.
Mm-hmm. So where's that trial?
It's taking place down in Alia, Burnfoot, okay. Alia FC. It's down the Slab Road
time?
10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Sorry. It's a 3-hour session, three-hour tryout.
And can anybody turn up there now, or would you want them to tell you in advance?
If they email under our website, www.donegaldairyvipers.com, if they email into us, that's probably the best way of getting in contact. We need to know how many people is turning up so that we could maybe, you know, have a contingency plan for if 60 people show up, you know, we could have another coach maybe in a different hall. You know, we could have an offensive coach, defensive coach. We need to know the numbers. So if they could get in touch with us, that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to pick a team that, or will you want to pick a squad, is it, from there on, and then you drill them, as it were, to compete?
Yeah, that's it. Everybody down there, you know, it's everybody down there is a newbie to this. You know, it's absolutely fantastic. Like, there's players from Derry and from Donegal, and everybody down there is learning the sport. You know, learning how to go down. You know, to go into the actual positions to tackle each other. You know, to there's a lot to learn. Is probably what I'm trying to say. And everybody's learning together. Everybody's a beginner at this sport. There's nobody down there who'd stand out. You'd think he's played it all his life, but that's the great thing about it is, with what we want to do with Johnny as well on board as the sports nutritionist and you know the physiotherapy. We want to keep it at a high level. We don't want to just come in and be Mickey Mouse. We want to come in here and we want to build this team. You know, that's why we brought Johnny on board as well. Some of the stuff that man, he had some sort of Michelin suit down there with us today, some sort of player recovery thing. But what I'm saying is we're going high level at this. The players have basic levels, but come the start of the season, if we have the basics covered, then this is our first season. We build this season, and the next season, then we really want to represent the county, the two counties, Donegal and Derry. Mm-hmm. In the sport.
Well, Johnny, they mentioned you there now. Just maybe tell us what your role is. I know it's a contact sport, American football, so I'm sure they will need a physio before and after games.
So I suppose I got in contact with Cahill there about 6 weeks ago, and we ended up meeting up just for a chat. And one of the things that struck me was just the professionalism of the club so far. For such a new club, I mean, they've definitely created a stir in the county. They've had a huge amount of interest, so I always would have watched American football and kind of was excited to get on board and help them out. So I suppose from a physio point of view, one of the biggest things that we'll be looking at is injury prevention. So obviously trying to stop things, you know, before they occur. So with the different positions in American football and each position requiring such kind of different physical characteristics, then we will be providing prehab programs to the different positions. So say, for example, you mentioned a quarterback there, you know, we'll be trying to prevent any shoulder injuries there, so doing a lot of rotator cuff stuff and shoulder prehab stuff and strength work, whereas the running positions, which require a lot of sprinting, we'll be doing different hamstring type prehab programs, and picking out just each position and minimizing the risk of injury there. Liam Leach, who does nutrition and JT physiotherapy as well, he'll be coming on board to help the players out in terms of nutrition. And then we have a... Cal was mentioning the space boots there, but we have a Normatec MVP recovery system in the clinic now, so we'd be taking that down to games. And basically it's a pair of boots and sleeves that you can put on, and there's a special sequential pulse technology in it, so basically it helps to flush out any sort of waste products that are produced during exercise, and it means just that you're able to get back and kind of recover between training sessions and hard games a lot quicker than you would otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going about it in a very professional manner.
Yeah.
Cal, maybe just tell us when is your first game, and how many teams are in this league?
There's 20 teams throughout the country. Our league's probably going to consist of, Drogheda Lightning, Galway Warriors, South Kildare Soldiers, I'm reading this off a sheet, Belfast Trojans, Tyrone Titans and Carrick Fergus Knights. They're all big teams around us, so... Our first game is going to be mid-March. Our venue at the minute, our two training pitches is down in Alia and in Drumahoe in Derry. At the minute, we're selling tickets to the first game. We have 200 sold and another 200 pre-ordered from the players' families. So what we're saying is, if we get ticket sales over the 1,000 to 5,000 mark, we would really like to have a stadium, maybe in Derry, one game in Derry, one game in Donegal, but that's in the works. But that's what we want to create. We're going to have a cheerleading team. We're going to have a halftime show. We're going to have free hot dogs, complimentary hot dogs at every game, if you buy this €10 pass. There's soft drink as well. It's the full American package. This is full contact American football, and we want to get the word out there that this is a great family fun event. Come down and support us. Buy the tickets. See what you think of it, and hopefully it's on a Sunday. It could be a great family outing. So that's if we get the ticket sales over 5,000, 1,000 to 5,000, we actually have to look for grounds, and we'd love if a team could maybe Finn Park or Derry City, if we could get chatting to them boys, it'd be great, or any other club that's got a seated stadium. We just need a venue, and we'll provide a show.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's very appropriate at this time of the year, because Super Bowl's coming up, the two semi-finals, if you want to call it that, taking place this weekend, so it's topical.
Yeah, it's really topical. The boys are chatting non-stop about it on the WhatsApp and the Facebook. So maybe 2 weeks time, we might look at getting a Super Bowl party maybe in Letterkenny or Derry. So we still have to work on that. We're still looking for a main sponsor or two main sponsors. Maybe a bar location would be great for the Super Bowl. So we have to start looking about that, maybe having a Super Bowl party and working off that.
Mm-hmm. Any predictions as to who might win Super Bowl this year? Will the Seattle Seahawks hold on to the title?
I think they could. The guy that who we can't have here today to answer that question would be Jason Brock. He's a big Bears fan. But as for me, I couldn't give you an answer on that. But Jason would be the man to chat about that, and I hope we can get him back on again at some stage to chat about that.
You mentioned there about the Bears. Any refrigerators on your new team?
Yeah, we've got a couple. I can't really name drop, but just at the minute, because they're open tryouts. But watch the videos. If you go onto our website or if you go on our Facebook, we've got a couple of videos made there. They're up on our site. Have a look through them. There's some big guys in there.
A lot of strong men, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of big guys there. And there's a lot of guys there very, very skillful, with their hands and with their feet. That's the thing about this is, there's so many different positions to suit different players. If you're a big guy, if you've been out of sport, if you've never played sport, maybe this is for you. If you're 18 stone, there's a position for you in American football. If you're nimble, if you've good hands, there's a position for you. There's also special team. There's a kicker. If you've been retired from rugby, if you're in your 40s, come down. All the kicker has to do in the team is come on and kick the ball over the bar. You know, it's a very important job, but the person needs to train hard in it. But what I'm saying is, that's a special position in this team. If you're out of sports, get back on date maybe.
Tell me, in relation to the people that have been down training, are most of them involved in sport already? And if so, what sport?
Yeah, a lot of rugby men. There's a lot of rugby men, and that's a good thing about the American football is it runs whenever the rugby season is over. We're not out to poach players. It runs whenever the rugby season's over. So there's a lot of guys used to taking hits, so they've come down first. There's a couple of people who've played Gaelic before, and then there's also a lot of people who have never played a sport. You know, who probably wanted to play sport but couldn't. Maybe it's January. Maybe they're thinking, right, I want to get fit. But there's a lot of guys down there that have never played sport before, and that's absolutely fantastic. And what we want to do, this year now coming, we have to focus on setting up our senior team. We have to focus on getting a senior team, but come next year, we want to have our second team up and going. We want to have a flag football going, and we want to have the youth system going. And if you're not a great player, then it's up to us to make you a great player. You know, so don't come down thinking, oh, they're only after big strong men. We're after everybody for this club. It's a sports team at the end of the day, and we want to develop people. That's where the fun is. You know, as people learn the sport, come down and we'll get you trained up. We'll get something in place for next year for you. I want to hold on to everybody that comes down. Yeah. We want to get them involved in sport.
That was one of the big things that struck me when I went down was just the inclusiveness of it. So, I mean, there was a fantastic environment down at training there, and it seemed as though, you know, because everybody's really starting from a baseline where we're kind of all learning and nobody's really kind of any better than anyone else. We're all kind of starting from scratch here, so there was a great environment, and everyone was just kind of, I suppose, cheering each other on and making sure kind of everybody felt included and welcome within the group. I mean, the boys have done a great job so far in getting that kind of aura about the place. That's good.
Johnny, you're involved in the physio end of it. Would you see yourself as a player?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if the knees would hack it. I think I would probably need more physio than anyone else if I was. But no, definitely. I mean, if I wasn't playing, it would be the kind of sport that would definitely appeal to me. I think it's, like, as I say, I would have watched it on TV, and I would kind of like the, I suppose whenever I was playing a lot of soccer, I was always a winger there. So any of the positions that involved a lot of running, I would have loved to have a shot at. But definitely, I think I'm better placed on the sideline in this one.
So, Cal, give a last roundup as to how people can get in contact. What do you want them to do to be part of the team?
Yep. excuse me. Go on our website, www.donegaldairyvipers.com. You'll get my phone number on there, or you can send an email directly to us. Find us on Facebook, Donegal/Dairy Vipers, or find us on Twitter at Donegal Dairy Vipe. Or if you want, land down to Aya, Burn Foot, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Sunday. That's down the Slab Road in Burn Foot. Call down, and there's tea and sandwiches on afterwards for trying out. It's free. Call down, see what you're like. If you think it's for you, we can go from there. And even if you just want to come down, have a look around, see what's going on, call down as well. The doors are open.
Cal, thank you very much for calling in. Johnny, thank you very much indeed, and good luck with your new club.